Well, the situation at our supermarkets right along the East Coast at the moment is dire. We're on the cusp of some serious food shortages. Meat, fruit and vegetables could all be missing for weeks. This is a result of staff and freight workers being forced into isolation, all going down with COVID-19. Shelves are being stripped bare, in particular in Sydney and Brisbane. Coles has been forced to reintroduce buyer limits on certain items. Woolies is holding the line for now. Fleur Brown is the Chief Industry Affairs Officer for the Australian Retailers Association, and she joins us now. Fleur, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Chris. Same to you.
The last time we saw shortages like this was when people were panic buying back in 2020 for no reason at all. Very different this time around.
Absolutely. And look, I think the good news is that there is hopefully a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we're hoping that when we're out of January, the Omicron curve will have flattened as projected and these staff shortages will be addressed. They're quite acute at the moment.
Yeah, you say what's going on at the moment is a perfect storm. How do you mean?
Look, retailers have had to navigate a lot of issues through the pandemic, as many businesses have. When that we entered 2022, I had to pause for thought there. I'm thinking it's 2021B. we had a whole lot of supply chain issues that have lingered. They were really intense through the Christmas period because, of course, everyone's trying to get their hands on as much stock as possible.
Yeah.
We're projecting that supply chain issues generally globally will last for another 12 months at least. There's a lot of long-term challenges in place. There's a shortage of ships. There's a shortage of containers. There's a shortage of pallets that you load stock onto. But what's intensified this, of course, is the incredible rise of Omicron cases and the fact that you've got so many staff isolating at the same time. Probably not something that was anticipated a few months ago. And so it's caught every business, you know, a little off guard. And in many cases, the stock's there, but the staff can't actually facilitate delivering it, loading it onto the shelf.
So the chaos has led Coles to reintroducing buyer limits on meat and poultry. Should Woolies, IGA, et cetera, Aldi follow suit?
Look, there's no should. You know, if Woolies and Aldi and others are not following suit, then, you know, there'd be a pretty positive reason for that. This, I don't believe there's any need to panic. I think what Coles has done is just a preemptive measure to make sure that there's no disappointment on the customer side. We can take pretty good heart at what happened through Christmas. Retailers were projecting, you know, the need for patience, that there would be quite a few delays on stock. I haven't spoken to too many people who are horribly disappointed at Christmas. I think it was managed pretty well. Retailers have been doing this for 2 years now, and I think we can be confident. You know, if they're not telling us that there's an issue there and they're not limiting the stock, then there's probably good reason to feel confident.
And your message to people who might have a tendency for panic buying?
Well, I did notice the toilet paper had been stripped bare at my local supermarket.
Not
recently,
again.
So get your cans in the no one's going for chickpea cans, you know, go for the chickpeas maybe.
That is a beauty, great advice. Fleur Brown, thank you very much for your time.